You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, it's time to talk about the Texas Rangers, those first-place Texas Rangers, which is an important point to make as we delve into what might be wrong with them these days. Allison Switter, I'm here with T.R. Sullivan, and T.R., they are 40-25. They are on a pace for just shy of 100 wins. But there are some issues, and we'll talk about Yu Darvish first, what everybody is talking about. So he had three starts after returning from Tommy John surgery, and then he went on the DL. So where are they with that? And I know it's discomfort in his throwing shoulder. Is this sort of a standard thing, maybe something that might happen as a guy's trying to come back, or should we be more worried about that?
Well, he has some discomfort in his shoulder, and it felt like it was a concern for him. The Rangers made sure an MRI was done and there was no structural damage. So they're just going to wait and see how long it takes that discomfort to, you know, get out of the system, and then he'll get on a throwing program. And, you know, it just depends on how long it is, if how long he needs to get ramped up again. The Rangers are hopeful that it's going to be a very short-term injury, but obviously you never know.
Yeah, they said no acute findings. And I mean, I guess because it's not his elbow. Maybe I'm just surprised that this doesn't happen to more guys when they've had like a year and a half layoff from pitching in the majors. And, you know, these guys make everything they do look very easy on the field. That is why they're Major League Baseball players. But I would think that wouldn't be an unusual thing. It's like when somebody tries to start, you know, an average Joe tries to, like, start running after not running for 8 months, and he, you know, can get through, like, a quarter of a mile. And it just takes time to build, and maybe there's just some aches and pains that might come along with that. I mean, is it kind of surprising it doesn't happen to more guys?
Well, you know, obviously I haven't studied every Tommy John surgery like I think Jeff Passan did, but you know, I think Matt Harvey had some issues last year that he had to work through, and I think Jose Fernandez did as well. You know, obviously every pitcher is different. Darvish has had some neck issues before in his career, so that might be part of it. You know, the Rangers just have to wait this out and see how he responds and if he can get back on the mound. But, you know, he was pitching very well before he got shut down again, so, you know, he's obviously able to pitch when he's healthy. It's just a matter of him feeling comfortable and confident to go back out there pain-free.
So in the interim, they have to figure out how to fill his spot. I mean, Darvish just came back, and we've been chatting about the Rangers for a very long time now, and it seemed like, I mean, they're obviously doing fine without him in the rotation. But now, I don't know, maybe there's a little bit of trouble. Cesar Ramos did not have a good outing as a fill-in. Are they still sort of in search for who might be a more permanent temporary replacement, if there is one?
Well, they have Ramos. You know, this guy only needs to pitch once more on Saturday against St. Louis. And then the next turn comes up would be Thursday, which is an off day. So, you know, maybe after that, Darvish would be ready to pitch again. Ramos has pitched well. He had a rough start his last time out, but prior to that, he pitched very well. They have Nick Martinez, who's a veteran pitcher, who could step in. And they have Kyle Lewis down in AAA on AAA contract. I think his ERA is like 5.86, but, you know, he might be a possible answer. And they still have A.J. Griffin on medical rehab assignment, although he's definitely not going to be ready for Saturday against St. Louis. So they have a few options here. And again, hopefully for the Rangers' sake, it's just one more start, and then Darvish will be ready.
Let's move on to I thought it was interesting, an article you wrote recently just about that the Rangers might be looking to trade for relief pitching, not so much at the deadline, but sort of looking for it now. And it depends on sort of how some other guys in the bullpen are doing. And Tolleson is improving, so that's interesting. I mean, they're maybe looking to strike a little earlier than we might think.
I think they have to. They're really concerned about Sam Dyson and Jake Diekman and their workload. They've pitched in almost half the games. I think Dyson's pitched in more than half the games. They're concerned about those two right there. Now Matt Bush is pitching in the major leagues for the first time. He's been outstanding, but again, you know, he's pitching in the major leagues for the first time ever. And he's pitching for the first time anywhere in about 4 years, going through what he did with his legal situation in Florida. So, you know, they don't know, you know, if he's going to be able to hold up. You know, they're hoping Keona Kayla will be back by the All-Star break. They're hoping Tanner Shepherds will be an option at that point as well. Those are two big arms that could help them. You know, Sean Tolleson's gone through some rough spots, but he's been pitching a little bit better lately. You know, Tom Wilhelmsen just can't get his act together, and he's back in AAA. They, you know, they definitely would like one more start, big arm to the back of the bullpen to take the load off these guys. But it's a major concern for Jeff Banister, for John Daniels, for the whole organization, is that their bullpen, which they thought would be very deep this year. You know, Tony Barnett has done an excellent job, but, you know, they need more relief help, either, you know, with Kayla Shepherds or Tolleson improving or something. But right now, they are definitely talking to other teams.
And we'll end this on a little update on Adrian Beltre, who came up hurting a little bit as he was running down to first. So what is the latest on him?
Still out with a strained left hand strain. Probably should be on the DL, but the Rangers are holding off. They're playing well without him. Jerickson Profar is playing well at third base. They think they can ride it out. You know, they're going into St. Louis this weekend, National League Ballpark. They'd like to have a little deeper bench. They'd like Beltre to be ready to go. Thursday in Oakland will be a big day to see if Beltre can get back in the lineup.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks, TR. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.